Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Yeah, it was a fun day yesterday. It was a fun day Friday night, a fun day Saturday. I had a fun weekend. I had a busy weekend. And I want to tell you here at the beginning of the show, I ate the best oysters, the best raw oysters I've ever had in my life this weekend at a new restaurant. In fact, this restaurant had an oyster list, kind of like a wine list. Oysters from different areas, including Prince Edward Island and Washington State. Now, you know, I don't need oysters there. I want oysters down from the south. In fact, when I lived in Seattle and Portland, I didn't eat oysters from there. You know, I'm used to the oysters down here. But these were the best oysters I've ever had. Had dinner with my friend Amanda Shaw, and she said those were the best oysters she had ever had. So we'll tell you about that a little bit later. Also, I did post something on my Facebook page, Scoot on the Air, about the oysters. Okay, so much to talk about. What an exciting weekend for football. These games, especially the one last night, it was like it was scripted. I mean, you couldn't have written a Hollywood script any better and made it any more thrilling than these games naturally turned out. And I am so glad the Cincinnati Bengals beat the Titans. I was surprised that some of the teams that won. I was surprised the Bills did win. But look, Kansas City is a great team. And again, the games were just, most of the games were just really, really thrilling. Tom Brady lost. I mean, I was surprised the Rams went there and they beat Tom Brady. Tom Brady, you know, we see him get this way with the Saints. When he gets frustrated, he doesn't play like Tom Brady. He's going to be 45 years next year. Is he going to continue to play? We'll talk about that. And what about this big talk about Sean Payton leaving the Saints to go to the media? I wrote a blog about it. It should be soon posted on our website at WWL.com. And we're going to talk about that later in the show. I think there's a legitimate reason to be a little concerned that he might. And I hope I'm wrong, by the way. I hope Sean Payton stays with the Saints, but I think there's reason to believe that he might take advantage of this opportunity right now and go to the media. And I'll explain that to you a little bit later. Also, Saturday Night Live made fun of Joe Biden. In fact, over the weekend, it was interesting because I was kind of watching which is going to be lower, which was lower over the weekend, the temperatures or Joe Biden's rating. And it really was Joe Biden's rating was, I think, even lower than the temperatures. So, I mean, it's bad. Chuck from the liberal news, NBC, no longer appears to be competent and effective. So, yeah, Joe Biden issues. And as time goes on, we will eventually talk about all of that. I was at Rock and Bowl Saturday night for a Contraflow. I mean, they sound really great. And Ian, I want to share this with you. The lead singer now for a Contraflow is Derek LaFarve. And Derek LaFarve, an awesome singing talent. His 29-year-old girlfriend noticed me and comes up and talks to me, and she is like such a big fan of the show.
Really?
And I love the fact that this, like, she's kind of like a goth rocker.
Really?
And so this goth rocker, I mean, it just goes to show you the diversity of our audience. This goth rocker says she listens every day, and I had a very nice time chatting with her throughout the evening. Wow. So that was fun. And look, I saw a lot of our listeners at Contraflow at Rock and Bowl. So thanks to all of you who listen to the show on a regular basis. How was your weekend?
My weekend was great. I went down to Frenchman Street on Saturday with a family friend. That was very nice. I did some crafting last night, working on my Mardi Gras costumes while I was watching the football.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
You're making a costume.
I'm making a couple costumes. I mean, I got to have something for Chewbacca's, which is Saturday after next, and then my actual Mardi Gras Day costume also going to take a little bit of craft work. So, yeah, that's happening now.
Well, that's exciting. I've never made a costume myself, ever.
Well, there's never a better time to start.
No, listen, no, I don't want to get into, like, you know, sewing things and stuff like that, because, you know, that's not going to help my image at all.
How about hot glue? That's a little bit
glue,
more masculine.
Hot glue, I can probably deal with the hot, that hot glue is very masculine.
Yeah, or duct tape. I got some duct tape going on.
I can deal with the duct tape.
Yeah.
And there's always, you know, you can always find a use for duct tape if you're not making a costume.
Absolutely. You never know when you're going to need a roll of duct tape.
That's exactly right.
I had a great weekend. So, you know what else I'm excited about quick before we move on? You see this? You see what I'm holding up to the screen here?
Is that?
It is.
It is?
An Adventureful.
That's the new Girl Scout cookie.
Girl Scout cookies in the break room here. And I saw them on my way in this morning. I was like, there's no way that we have Adventurefuls right here in the office. Because I've been made to understand that Adventurefuls are very difficult to get a hand on because of the supply chain issues. So I was very surprised to look over at the stack of boxes and find Adventurefuls. So right here.
It's called Adventureful.
Yeah, it's supposed to be like a brownie caramel sort of thing.
Okay.
So I'm going to try my first Adventureful right now.
Neck on it. Yeah.
Oh, it's way crunchier than I thought it was going to be. Right out of the gate. Big time crunch. Yeah. They thought it was going to be like brownies. Okay.
Yeah.
Hang on a second. Let me just.
Okay. Look, I want to let the audience know that on this show, you know, we're not very polite. We don't mind eating on the air. Okay. We don't mind talking with food in our mouths. It's good.
It's really good. It's like your caramel delight, but less chewy.
Yeah.
More crunchy. And the crunchy is like Oreo cookie kind of crunchy.
Oh, nice. Okay, save a few for me. I'm doing the show from my apartment at West End today. I had plumbers in here earlier and then Cox Cable out here as well. So it was a very, very, very busy morning.
Oh God, it's so good.
Yeah, so save me a couple of those, and I'll get some of that when we come back. I'm not sure there'll be any if you don't save them, so save a couple for
that
me.
That is really good. Scoot. It's
awesome.
It's like a thin mint and a caramel delight, like went out and had a couple glasses of wine and then like bailed on dinner and went home early, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
Oh, man.
They made it.
Yeah.
All right. Look forward to that.
Wow.
Hey, if things work out, this week we're going to do a Zoom interview with Ian Anderson from Jethro Tull. He's got like a new album coming out, and we're going to do this Zoom interview. So it will be available like on our website, WWL.com. We'll probably put it on Facebook as well. And we will take the audio from the interview, and we'll play it on the show. So it's going to be interesting. If all things work out, we're going to do that Wednesday afternoon on the show. And really, a lot of stuff coming up this week that I'll tell you about as we get through the show. So let's talk a little bit about crime, once again, and the New Orleans City Council meeting with DA Jason Williams. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, was anybody the victim of crime this weekend? You know, my son contacted me this morning, and I saw pictures, and somebody broke the window of his Tesla and took a couple things out of the car in a really nice upper-middle neighborhood in Portland, Oregon. It happened there too. And this is part of the lawlessness that is sweeping across America. It's not just here. It's everywhere. But it's particularly bad here. If you want to join us, and I'd love to hear if any of you were a victim of crime this weekend, what happened? The Open Heart Bueller's Talk and Text line, 504-260-1870. And you can also send me an email. Ian has got the text messages, but you can send me an email while we're on the air when I do the show from my apartment here. My email address is scoot@wwl.com. And today, we wish happy 81st birthday to Aaron Neville. Yeah, toys will give you a lot less trouble than, you know, people. This was just a big, big hit back in the 60s. So happy birthday today, Aaron Neville, 81 years old. He says he's not going to tour anymore, but he might pop up now and then and do a show. He lives on a farm in upstate New York, and I'm sure his life is quite wonderful. In a conversation that I had with him a few years ago, Aaron just talked about how fortunate he is that he got into music because he had a checkered past, and he was a bad dude. And he might have ended up taking a whole different path had he not gotten into music. So he's grateful that this happened to him. I'm Scoot on the air. We'll be back on WWL.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
A lot of people are taking off their masks. Some people never put them on. There's a big anti-mask rally going on in Washington, D.C. And John Stockton was an NBA player for many years. And I think I remember John Stockton most when he was with the Utah Jazz. And everybody was wearing kind of baggier shorts, but John Stockton was still wearing those tighter shorts. I guess he was proud. Anyway, I always noticed that about John Stockton. When everybody else was wearing the longer, baggier basketball shorts, he was still wearing the tighties. John Stockton has had his season tickets to Gonzaga basketball revoked over his refusal to wear a mask. So it is still quite the controversy. New numbers are out for Louisiana, and, the numbers are up, I guess, so this is from over the weekend. 18,683 cases, 51 new deaths, 2,127 in the hospital. But nationwide, and I get it here as well, it looks like things are starting to decrease. Cases and hospitalization are starting to decrease. So we may be in the right place right now. Also, when we find out more about what happens in the city council meeting, we'll be talking about that. And I'm sure we'll talk more about that on the show tomorrow afternoon. We'll know a little bit more about what Jason Williams said and what he said at the city council meeting, which I believe is still going on now. And Helena Moreno, the president of the city council, said she expects it to go on for a very long time. And let's hope that it does go on for a long time, because I would assume that when it comes to crime in New Orleans, there's a hell of a lot to cover. So talking about changes with coaches and players, that is inevitable at the end of every season. And for teams like the Saints, whose season ended when the 49ers beat the Rams in that final game of the season, there's talk about that. The new buzz now is Saints coach Sean Payton. He may not be coach of the Saints next season. Should that be taken seriously? My hope is that Payton honors the few years left on his contract. But I think there's reason to believe that the temptation to leave coaching for the broadcast booth may have merit. As a Saints fan, I want Sean Payton to stay. But as someone who is in the media, I understand why this might be a very tempting moment to move to a new career. Ian Rappaport with the NFL Network reported yesterday morning that Sean Payton has not yet committed to coaching the Saints next season, and that Fox Sports is looking at Payton as a replacement for Troy Aikman, who appears to be ready to move to Amazon, the network that will begin carrying Thursday night football games in the upcoming 2022 season. Fox Sports will need a team for the booth to call the games. Now, I also just got a text, and WDSU had an interview with Gail Benson. I'm just getting this information. And apparently Gail says Sean has not committed to her for next year. But she says we will know soon. Sean Payton became coach of the Saints 2006, 2009, 2010, won the Super Bowl, beating the Colts in Miami. Payton Breeze set new standards for excellence for the Saints. He's been coached for 16 years, and we hope he doesn't go anywhere, but that's not reality. Sean Payton, I believe, is the second most tenured coach in the NFL behind Bill Belichick, who became head coach of the Patriots in 2000. Coaching changes have already begun with some teams that finished rather poorly after the season. But there seems to be talk that Sean Payton might consider leaving the Saints for a new challenge in a bigger market, maybe football. But an assessment of the current landscape of the NFL and the media suggests that Sean Payton might get an offer that he can't refuse from Fox Sports or some other TV network. Sean Payton is not only an extremely successful head coach, but he has a personality to deliver his unique perspective on the game. Drew Brees retired and was immediately grabbed by NBC to be part of Sunday Night Football and the broadcast team. He's also done some booth color commentating for the NFL and for a few college games. As a broadcast veteran for many, many years, I wrote in a recent blog that I think Drew Brees is doing an excellent job in his new career, and he should get even better. There's little doubt that Drew Brees has said positive things about his new life to Coach Sean Payton. The Saints are a very good team. But considering the competition currently in the NFL, I think it's fair to say the Saints are not necessarily on the verge of winning another Super Bowl. There's still some rebuilding to be done. And then there are always the unknowns. You can have the perfect team and it's hit by injuries, or this year, the pandemic. This past season was particularly rough for Sean Payton and the Saints. The money that's being offered to the top people in the media surpasses many coaches' salaries. I mean, you think Sean Payton's making a lot as coach? He'll make more joining the media in the broadcast booth. I mean, Tony Romo has a 10-year contract for $180 million. So I'm sure he saved some of his money when he was quarterback. There's big money to be made in the media. And the money being offered to these top people in the media is so grand that a lot of people are going to, you know, look to accept it. There's something else to consider about the timing right now. There's talk about Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady both retiring. And that conversation's valid. They are both prime candidates to take big media jobs when they retire. There are only so many positions available for the top performers in the media. And I would not rule out the possibility that Sean Payton might consider this to be the right time to secure that huge contract and gig with the media. And I have no doubt, again, that Drew Brees has said positive things about Payton and his new life in broadcasting. My hope is that Sean Payton remains as head coach. But in the end, the goal is to earn big bucks and to remain relevant in the world that has been your life's passion. Being in the media satisfies those desires. I would not read too much into Sean Payton not committing to be coach next year, because Sean Payton loves to toy with the media. He does. And his non-committal attitude right now might be him just toying with the media. WWL NFL analyst Mike Dettillier is quoted in an article on our website, WWL.com, saying that report in the fact that the networks are interested in him, and wouldn't you give that some thought? But he did say he doesn't think Sean Payton will leave the Saints now. I think the most interesting lure right now is the possibility that other top names may be available soon. Other top names available for those few coveted media jobs. And will Sean Payton be tempted to take it now? I think it's a consideration. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakland is 504-260-1870. My email address is scoot@wwl.com. Let's go to Ian Hoke with some of your text messages.
Here's a text that says, considering the Saints haven't even made the Super Bowl for over 10 years, why not a new coach? No other coach has a job that hasn't been to a Super Bowl that long.
Is it true? I don't follow the coaches that closely.
Yeah. Here's a text that says, Scoot, thanks for being objective about Sean Payton. When he deserves criticism, you're one of the few to do so. Everyone else is so partial. They're homers.
Well, yeah, and I also want to mention that the blog that I wrote, it's titled, Is Sean Payton Headed for a Big Payoff in the Media? And I just explained on the air, I explain my reason for thinking that this may be the right time for Sean Payton. I hope he stays, but I think that there's a reason to believe this might be the right time. That blog is posted on our website right now at WWL.com.
Here's a text that says, Scoot, you don't think this is agency speak, attempting to get him a new, more lucrative deal?
No, I don't. It could be, but I don't think that. When you think about somebody like Sean Payton, and again, it's the lure of the media. It's the lure of that lifestyle. It's the lure of that big money, even more money than you might make coaching, or at least the same. And, you know, you don't have to deal with a guy like Roger Goodell. You know, that would be a benefit just there.
Here's one more text that says, Sean Payton is recently married and on his first vacation in a long time. Let him turn off his phone for a couple weeks without all of this unfounded speculation.
Okay, well, I mean, that's fair. But, you know, I mean, we talk about things. I understand, you know, but Sean Payton is never not engaged. And he could have very simply said, I'm going to be with the Saints next year. But he's leaving that door open. But as I said a few moments ago, I wouldn't read too much into that, because I do know that Sean Payton is one of those guys, like Bill Belichick and Bill Parcells, they love to blank with the media. And so this might be, you know, it might be that they're blanking with the media right now. But again, I just, you know, when I think about Rodgers and I think about Brady resigning, man, these are good-looking legends, and these guys are going to be on TV right away. In fact, there's a lot of people who are going to be retiring. It seems like some of the jobs that people have in the media now, jobs that are in broadcasting, they're taken by former cornerbacks, you know, former safeties, former wide receivers. You know, I'm not sure that all those people are going to hang on to those jobs because of some of the people that are going to be coming part of the new crop going into the media. And, again, there are only a few of those jobs compared to, you know, how many people want to do those jobs.
I got a couple more here. Here's somebody that says, I think the Steelers went to the Super Bowl last 11 years ago, and they have the same coach. So, if we're looking at the entire league, there might be more than one instance of head coaches who have not taken their team to the Super Bowl for 10 years.
Yeah, when you read that text, I couldn't be sure that was really the case. In any event, I mean, I understand the point that it's been a long time since we've been to the Super Bowl. There have been a couple of times when we've really been teased, like, this is the perfect team. This is the team that's going to do it. We heard that at the beginning of this year. And while that was true, you know, you can't predict what's going to happen with injuries or a pandemic. And look at the talent that we all saw this weekend in the NFL. there are some great, great teams out there. And I don't know if the Saints right now, or even the early part of next season, I don't know if they're going to rank up there with those teams. You know, with Michael Thomas back and with the right attitude, with Alvin Kamara playing great, with the offensive line, with all that. If all that comes together, yes, but there's no guarantee that that's going to happen.
Here's one more that says, no way in hell Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers are going into mainstream sports media. Your thoughts?
Well, why not? Why wouldn't they?
I can see Tom Brady going into like mainstream sports media. He's telegenic enough, and you know, I think he could do the job.
He would be better than Aaron Rodgers, but I think Aaron Rodgers would be one of those who could do it.
Aaron Rodgers, he'll be on Steve Bannon's podcast before he's on.
Here's something interesting about, you know, Aaron Rodgers. For those of you who don't know, Aaron Rodgers has been mouthing off a lot about politics. He's been talking about Biden. He's been mouthing off a lot about politics. And what I want you to notice is that there are going to be so many people, if not everybody, on the right who's going to not say anything about him attacking the left or attacking Biden or attacking the whole COVID thing. People are not going to say something about that who ordinarily would tell an athlete, shut up and play the game. I'm not watching football to hear about your politics. I don't want to hear your stupid politics. Just shut up and play the game. We're not going to hear that from that group that ordinarily says that. So I bring this up only once again to point out the hypocrisy that is such a part of our society today.
It's very weird.
Indeed. If you have a comment, you want to join us? Do you have another one?
Yeah, there's just one more that says at the top of the pile. So Aaron Rodgers ain't going on broadcast media. He'll do a podcast, something more anti-mainstream media, and Tom is too full of himself. What's he going to say? I could have done it better.
Well, what is Drew Brees saying? I mean, what does anybody say? I mean, that's kind of, you know, it's kind of superficial, that comment. I can't guarantee that Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers are going to end up in the media, but they're going to be attractive candidates to be in the media. And why would anybody write Tom Brady off? The guy is like a GQ model. I mean, he's like a chiseled male. He's got the face, the hair. He's got it all, and he's very, very, very good at talking. And so, why wouldn't he do that? Anybody who does that, I mean, Tom Brady could do anything that anybody else in the media do. To say that, what is Tom Brady going to do? You'd have to say that about Drew Brees or about anybody else who went from football into the media. They all do the same thing. I'm not saying that they're worth the big bucks, but they're going to get the big bucks, and they're currently getting it now.
Plus, Tom Brady's already got that beautiful head of hair, so he could skip that step where he's got to go get the surgery.
Well, that's true. He could pop right in and little, not have to go through the
procedure. Save yourself five or six weeks at home with a hat over your head.
Oh, my God. You know, it was at least the case. You know, the other thing that I have to think about is you know, you think Drew Brees' kids are going, but Dad, we thought we'd see you when you retired. We thought we'd see you on weekends.
No.
Because he's...
Sorry.
He's
Daddy had to go home. Daddy had to go out and make another $200 million this year. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, I'm thinking Drew Brees is probably... I may be way off. I may be low. But I'm thinking $1.5 million a broadcast. Maybe
someday.
Two. Yeah, it's something like that. I think that's the area. I mean, that's a lot of money.
Hey, man, I got free Girl Scout cookies today, so I'm good.
Good for you. If you've got a comment, the Open Heart Jewelers Talking Text Line, 504-260-1870. And my email address is scoot@wwl.com. Today is a very sad day on our Scoot on the Air rock culture calendar because it was on this day that John Belushi was born. John Belushi, this is the sad part. John Belushi would have been 7 today. That's not that old. John Belushi was also with Dan Aykroyd part of the Blues Brothers, which started on Saturday Night Live. And this is part of the Blues Brothers movie. And I thought we'd pick something a little different from the Blues Brothers. This is the theme from Rawhide. And remember them singing this in that bar that had the chicken wire in front of them because people were throwing stuff at them? Funny movie. I'm Scoot. It's Monday afternoon. We got some rain coming. We'll be back on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Well, something else that is a happiness for me is a good signal from my apartment. And Cox came out here earlier. I don't know what the hell happened. I've been having nothing but problems with my cable. I'm serious. It's really, really aggravating, and I don't know what's going on wrong now, but I should be able to do the show from my apartment, which I have been able to do many, many times, and I don't know what has happened, but apparently what you're hearing, it sounds great to me as I sit here and do it, but apparently it sucks, and so we're not going to continue the show this way. In just a minute, I'm going to turn things over to Ian. He will take it until I can get in my car and get down to the station. So thank you very much. I pay my bills. What the hell's wrong? It's just, it's really frustrating. It's you know, I wish there was more competition. And I'm going to look into competition now. I have to. A few people I've met with Cox are just great. But overall, I think they take advantage of us. Because they got us. Well, you know, maybe we should show how we can get along without them. I mean, because this is really not necessary. I mean, I'm sorry, Ian, to be so frustrated.
Look, I get it. Please vent your frustration on the airwaves about our cable monopoly. That doesn't bother me in the slightest. But you know what you should do? Just like when you were frustrated with the results of our city government, and you were like, man, maybe I should run for mayor. Maybe you should think about starting your own internet service provider. You know, Scoot Waves or something like that.
That would be nice, except that I wouldn't even know where to start. What are you going to make me like a Ryan Reynolds kind of guy? You know, like the Mint.
Exactly. Yeah, company? Just start your own company. Yeah. All you need is an angel investor or two or three, and then you just be the public face of it. You go out, you tip your little hat at people, you say, hey, you know.
Do a couple of commercials.
Yeah, exactly. You could do that.
I'll pay myself to do commercials on the show.
Let some other nerd take care of the back end stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it can't be that difficult. Well, I'm sure it is.
I guess it must be, or somebody else would be doing it.
Yes, because the other problem with that is that these companies work out deals with cities and states, and I don't know exactly, but there's a public commission. There are public commissions that energy companies and cable companies deal with. And they're working out their deals. I'm not going to say any more than that, but they're working out their deals. And so they're entrenched. And so for me, I started to look into it over the weekend because I was so frustrated with Cox. There's AT&T. And then I'm also learning that there's a Dish streaming, which might be possible as well. But, I mean, nobody ever put up with this. And if anybody wants to give me suggestions on a really like high-powered, dependable internet service, why don't you send me an email? And I'll pass it on to other people who are having the same problem I'm having. Because when I have an issue like this, it's never about me. It's about the fact that if I'm having this problem, I know many of you are having the same problems. And I know that many of you are as frustrated as I am. So you can send me an email and let me know about what you know. About powerful, cool, strong internet for me to dependably do the show. So like right now, Ian, the show sounds like crap.
I mean, it doesn't sound like crap. We can understand you, but there's this occasional sort of like choppiness, you know, as you're speaking, we hear a kind of like choppy sound. It's not unintelligible, but it's not ideal either.
It's not acceptable. So I'm going to get in the car. In fact, let's take a break here in just a moment. Coming out of the break, we're going to play Whipping Post by the Allman Brothers. And that's because a sad note on our rock culture calendar. On this day in 2016, Butch Trucks, co-founder and drummer of the Allman Brothers Band, died at the age of 69, a self-inflicted gunshot wound. And that's a little bit more common in that business than we would really like to think. All right, Ian is going to take it until I can my car and race down there, and I'll just get there as soon as I can. Okay?
This is going to be awesome. Please don't change the channel. Don't turn off your radio. I got a couple more Girl Scout cookies I can eat here, and I'll give you a
Ian,
review.
Awesome, Ian. I know you'll do a great job. All right, if you want to join us with a comment, the Open Heart Jewelers Talking Text Line 504-260-1870. Wonder how bad my car will go. No, I'm not going to drive recklessly.
Don't drive recklessly, please.
Happy birthday today to Warren Zevon, 75 years old. He died September 2003 at his home in Los Angeles. Long bout with cancer, so he would have been 70. Actually, he would have been 75 today. Needed to mention that. I'm a little distracted. All right, I got to pack up, get out of here. I'll be down as soon as I can. I'm Scoot. This is WWL.
Ian Hoke in for Scoot for just a few short minutes here while Scoot makes his way back down to the Jefferson Financial Credit Union studios here in downtown New Orleans. He was broadcasting from home, but then something's gone terribly wrong with his internet. Maybe it's his upload speed. Maybe it's his download speed. We don't know. He's got speed problems there. But what's certain right now is that he is coming down the Pontchartrain Expressway in that sexy little Miata. Probably got the top down, probably got the radio all cranked up, listening to the Allman Brothers Band right now, and he'll be here with us in just a moment. I got a few texts I can read here before we hit the news at 2 o'clock. We were talking a little about Aaron Rodgers and whether we thought he would find a place to fit into the sort of mainstream sports media, as have other players before him. And we mentioned that Aaron Rodgers is getting political, but that's not upsetting the talking heads and the Beltway media in the way that it does when, like, liberal players like your LeBron James, your Colin Kaepernick, when they speak out about politics, then it's a problem. In response to that conversation, here's a text that says, the difference between Aaron Rodgers and the left-leaning players is that he speaks his views off the field and not during work. And those people insinuated their beliefs during the games. And that's what most people had a problem with. Okay, I think that tracks. I see the difference. You know, if Aaron Rodgers wants to do the little video podcast from his living room and say that the vaccine is bad for you and that Joe Biden's running a fake White House, which he did say that to ESPN, you know, that's his right. But I also remember, you know, what has LeBron James done during the game? On NBA property, on the NBA clock that got people upset about, that made Laura Ingraham say to him, shut up and dribble. I take your point, Texter, but there are a few places where that might start to fall apart a little bit. Here's a text that says, I'm so embarrassed, Ian. HOMA has a big sign on it on Main Street. It says, let's go, Brandon. I didn't realize what it meant until my husband asked me. Well, that's okay. Lots of people still don't know what let's go, Brandon means, but nobody is happy about Joe Biden, that is for sure. I've seen some sort of liberal comedian commentator sort of poking fun at the Let's Go Brandon meme and pointing to that as evidence that conservatives are stuck saying Let's Go Brandon, and the liberals, the lefties, are unhappy with Joe Biden, are just saying F Joe Biden. Like, there's no sugarcoat in that. Look, when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about the other things that Scoot had set up for us to talk about today. We'll talk about Sean Payton possibly bailing out on coaching in the NFL and heading instead to national broadcast media, whether or not we think that's a good idea for him or for the Saints. We'll hear more about that. First, let's get caught up on news. Matt Doyle is in there, and I'll be back with you in about 11 minutes here on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.